Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Oklahoma Perspective. In this edition today, we welcome Yolanda Daves, who is a second lieutenant with the Civil Air Patrol here in Tulsa, and also Bailey Lunsford, who is a cadet, who is a lieutenant colonel. And ladies, thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having
us. So let's talk a little bit about, let's start with, I think people are probably heard the term Civil Air Patrol before, but they may not know what it is. So let's just start and talk about what is the Civil Air Patrol.
So the Civil Air Patrol is the civilian auxiliary of the Air Force. We have cadets from age 12 through 21. The Civil Air Patrol has three main missions: emergency services, aerospace education, and cadet programs. So with emergency services, we go out and when the Air Force essentially deploys us, we can look for downed aircraft. We can help with...
You guys helped with the flood last May, didn't you? Didn't you get involved with that too?
I did not, but I know we had a couple people out there.
So there's emergency services that you provide beyond just looking for downed airplanes.
Yes, sir.
Right? Okay. So how did you get involved with it? How old are you, first of all?
I am 17. 17. Almost 18.
So you're about to age out, aren't you?
Not quite, but close.
Okay, you said 12 to 17 is the age group for the cadets?
12 to 21.
12 to 21, I'm sorry. Okay, so tell me how you got started in it. How young were you? And why?
I joined when I was 12 and a half. Yeah. I've known since I was probably around 9 or 10 that I wanted to go to the Air Force Academy. Mm-hmm. And so for me, being homeschooled, Civil Air Patrol just seemed like the perfect path to help me get there.
Okay. So you've been in since 12 and a half, and that would be about a little less than 5 years. What do you do? Do you have meetings? They don't just call you up when there's a problem. I mean, obviously, I guess you guys are getting together and doing stuff, right?
Yes, sir. So we meet once a week on Mondays from 6 to 8:30 p.m. At the Tulsa Tech Riverside.
Yeah. How did you find out about the Civil Air Patrol?
I was in a homeschool PE group, and it was actually some of our friends from there invited us to come to a meeting. Me and my family fell in love with it, and so we joined.
So is your family involved too?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So in terms of your family, how are they involved? You have brothers and sisters that are also members or what?
Yes, sir. So my brother, he is 4 years older than me. He was also in the program. He recently left about a year ago and joined the Army. So he's currently stationed overseas. And then both my parents are senior members. My dad is currently the deputy commander of cadets for our unit.
Okay. How many cadets are there?
We have probably somewhere around 50 or 60.
So that's not a bad size. I mean, that's a lot of people.
Yes, sir.
So how many times in terms of you have your weekly meetings and then you have the emergency situations that you're in, do you have in terms of your relationship with the Air Force here, how many times do they call on you generally within a year? Is it? Can you put a number to it?
Not really.
So basically, it's just as needed.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So where do you meet? Did you tell me where you met?
Yes, sir. It's Tulsa Tech Riverside.
Okay. So how often do you get to go out to where the Air Force is with the planes and all that stuff out at the airport?
So we do orientation flights. Our cadets will get to ride or fly in Cessna 172 and 182s, so a little small aircraft. Mm-hmm. And then
single engine, isn't it?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Okay.
As far as being around actual military aircraft, that just depends. So we can set up tours with like the Air National Guard base that's out here, and we might be doing that soon. But then each summer we also do an encampment. So it's a week-long training for leadership and aerospace. And we'll go through tours of Altus Air Force Base. We've been able to fly in KC-135s and C-17s. And then we also go and do things with the Army, Army National Guard as well. So we've flown in Chinooks and Blackhawks and things like that.
That sounds like fun.
Yes, sir.
So for you, though, you got involved at 12 and a half, and you had a goal to go to Colorado when you go to school.
Yes, sir.
So that's by appointment, correct?
Yes, sir.
So in terms of doing that, do I remember correctly that basically your state senator appoints? How does that work?
So it's actually a very complicated process. So the state senators and then the U.S. representatives can each have five cadets at an academy at a time. And so you go through this whole process. You give them, you know, your transcripts and your test scores and things like that. You write essays. And then you go in for most of them, you'll go in for an interview. And then from the interview board, they will choose basically which candidates to recommend to the senator or the congressman.
So you said five at a time. What does that mean? You mean does five at a time at any level of schooling? Or what does that mean?
I believe, and I don't know this for sure, but I believe it's five at any time at any academy.
Okay.
So for each academy, they can have five people, whether they're seniors or freshmen.
Mm-hmm. How many young people actually apply per year? Do you have any idea what your competition is when you get ready?
I think they have roughly 2,000 or 3,000 apply, and then usually they offer appointments to somewhere around 1,000.
Mm, okay. So it's quite competitive.
Yes, sir.
You got your work cut out for you.
Yes, sir.
So, all right. So in terms of the Civil Air Patrol, you're kind of thinking that it gives you a head up because you're actually learning things that are relevant to being in the Air Force.
Yes, sir.
And puts you close to it. So what would a person do if they wanted to be involved with the Civil Air Patrol? What would they do?
So first, we recommend that they come to three meetings. They can find more about the Civil Air Patrol on gocivilairpatrol.com. And then we recommend three meetings. And after the three meetings, if they decide they want to join, we're welcome to have them.
Okay. And then it's totally voluntary after that.
Yes, sir.
You can come and go as you please in terms of being part of it. If your life changes, maybe you want to do something else.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So in terms of your situation, you've pretty much got a goal there that you're shooting for. In other situations, what would be the motivation for a person getting involved? Is it just to kind of be community minded, or what do you see in terms of others? Why did they do it?
So we have a lot of cadets join because they want to go into the military, but there is no military commitment that you're not obligated to go into the military through CAP. We had some cadets who wanted to be veterinarians, completely outside of the Air Force, outside of the military. So it's really just, it's a fun program. You learn leadership skills, you learn how to communicate with people, and you're around a lot of like-minded people. And we go and we help out with the community too. So it's really kind of a mix of everything.
Okay. So let's talk about why you're here today.
So we're here to talk about our annual fundraiser, Wreaths Across America.
Mm-hmm.
It's a program.
Say that again, Wreaths?
Wreaths.
Wreaths Across America. America. Okay.
Right.
Right. Okay.
So it's a program that we undertake usually around the Christmas time period. So what we do is we partner with that actual company or that charitable organization to lay wreaths on veterans' graves in local cemeteries. This year we are supporting Memorial Park Cemetery at 51st and Memorial. So we have undertaken some opportunities to sell wreaths at craft shows and other avenues like that. And so we are trying to sell as many wreaths as we can to honor veterans' graves, to lay them on veterans' graves at Memorial
Park. Do you do this every year?
This is actually our first year as a brand new unit.
Okay.
Out of Jinx.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, the Civil Air Patrol, generally speaking, does this every year.
Now, in terms of this particular Civil Air Patrol chapter, it's been around Tulsa for a while, hasn't it?
Like I say, we have a brand new flight.
Yeah.
In Jinx.
Uh-huh.
That is sponsored by a Broken Arrow unit.
Oh, okay.
So there is a squadron in Broken Arrow. There is also a small squadron based out of Tulsa.
All right, so there's three groups.
That you know of.
And,
is there four?
Yeah, Council Oaks.
Council Oaks, okay.
So four groups. Now your group, Bailey, you mentioned there were 50 or 60 people in it. And the other groups, I'm guessing, since you're kind of a startup, are they as large as you or bigger possibly?
Not as quite as large.
Yeah, that's not bad for you guys.
No, it's not bad for us. Right. It's pretty good.
So in terms of the Wreaths Across America, this is the first time that you're doing this. I guess you're going to make it an annual event, hopefully?
Yes, we will.
Okay. So how does it work? I mean, you're out in front of Reesers and you're selling wreaths, right? I mean, is that what you're doing?
A similar kind of thing. Yeah. We were at a craft fair last weekend in Broken Arrow.
Okay.
And we just asked people if they would like to help us remember fallen heroes. And ask them if they would do that in the form of sponsoring a wreath. They can either fill out a form, you know, there with us, or they can go online to our website at memorialparkwreaths.com. And you can sponsor any number of wreaths that you want to. You can, those wreaths sponsored there will be laid on at Memorial Park Cemetery on December 14th at 11 a.m. We welcome the public to come out and join us, so they can join in our mission of remembering veterans.
Do you have any idea how many veterans are buried there?
Well, that's kind of interesting. The people who run the funeral home or the funeral, the park,
yeah,
they don't know exactly.
Really?
Memorial Park, I guess, is so old historically, mm-hmm, that they haven't mapped everything or put it on computer sites.
Amazing.
Yeah, it is very amazing. But they do have a garden that is designated for American Legion soldiers or, you know, veterans in that perspective. And they say there is approximately 800 graves there, veterans as well as spouses. So they don't know the, you know, the breakdown between the two. But
sounds to me like you need a lot of wreaths.
We do need a lot of wreaths, sir.
Yeah. When did you start?
When did we start?
Start selling them?
We got a little late start this year. We started mid-October.
Okay. So how much does a wreath cost?
A wreath costs $15.
Okay. And basically what they do is they give you $15 and then you buy a wreath and place it. Do they? Is it one of those things where they just, there's no way you can actually tell them who's going to be honored with that wreath, right?
Not particularly. There is a possibility to lay grave-specific wreaths, mm-hmm, but we are not handling that capability this year.
Yeah. Don't even know who's over there.
Right, right. This is a very new endeavor for us.
Yeah.
But there also is a place on that form or online where you can designate in honor of or in memory of. And so what Wreaths Across America will do is just tag a wreath anywhere across the nation with that veteran's information in memory or in honor of.
Okay, so we're about midway through November. You're about a month out from doing this.
Right.
And you need 800 wreaths. Okay, give us the skinny. How many have you sold so far?
We are at 191
oh my gosh
right now.
Okay, so you're, what is that, 20%?
20-ish? Yeah,
20-ish. Yeah, something like that. So you really are just now getting started. You got 1 month to get this done.
Right.
So with that in mind, we need 700 people to step up with $15 or maybe 30 or 45. So with that in mind, if somebody wanted to do that, I'm guessing you're going to be available around town, but could they do it online as well?
Exactly. They can do it online at memorialparkwreaths.com.
Memorialparkwreaths.com. Okay.
And that will take them directly to the Wreath Across America site for our flight.
Mm-hmm.
And they can donate any number of wreaths from that location right there.
Okay. And then, of course, use a credit card to pay for it.
Yes,
that
sir.
Kind of thing. Now, do you plan to be out and have some visible locations between now and then?
Currently, we don't have anything slated. We worked all our visible locations to this point.
Okay. So basically, you're depending heavily on the website to bring in the remaining 700 wreaths that you need.
And personal solicitations.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So I guess, Bailey, are you going door to door looking for stuff, or you got friends at school? How are you handling that?
I am not going door to door, and so I will talk about it at school. I'm actually in college, so it's a little bit different than a high school, mm-hmm, but I'll talk with my classmates, see if they'll help out.
So, where do you go to college?
Tulsa Community College.
Okay, so you're there, and in terms of the people that are there, do you get pretty good response from the your kids or the college kids there?
I haven't asked yet, so I'm not sure.
You're working your way up to it. All right. Yolanda, what else have you got coming up in the near future? Anything that you're looking forward to?
Actually, on Monday evening, we have Michael Grogan coming from Channel 6 to talk to us about weather and how it affects the missions with Civil Air Patrol in emergency services and aerospace area.
Now, is that going to be at your location where you guys meet?
Yes, it is.
Okay, where is that again?
At Tulsa Tech Riverside. Yeah. Tulsa Tech Riverside, okay, yes, so, at the Jinx Airport.
So with that in mind, I guess could just anybody come and say hi and maybe check the place out?
Most certainly.
Yeah.
We welcome visitors all the time.
Okay.
Monday night would be an excellent night to attend.
Yeah, true. So Tulsa Tech Riverside, and is there a room number or something like that, or do they just walk up and it's there?
We just generally meet in the auditorium.
Auditorium, okay. Yeah. All right, so, and then he'll be there from Channel 6 and mm-hmm. teach you all about tornadoes and different things like that.
Yes, anything that could affect the flying weather.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I didn't ask you this earlier, but I am kind of curious. We got Bailey's story about how she got involved. So you're a second lieutenant, and basically what's your story? How did you get involved with Civil Air Patrol, and what makes it fun for you?
Actually, my son is homeschooled as well,
yep.
So we were looking for extracurricular activities for him. And we've lived in Tulsa for several years and had always wanted to go out to Floral Haven to observe the reenactment of the guarding of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
That's incredible.
It is incredible. Yep. So we were out there 1 year, and at the time my son was too young. A couple years later, we came back and looked into the program and found out that it offers outstanding qualities, you know, like leadership skills. It gives you a little kind of mini military, if you will. It teaches, you know, discipline. And we thought it would be, like Bailey said, a great-minded group of like-minded kids for mm-hmm. our son to be around and grow up with. So he joined the program. We've been in Civil Air Patrol about a year and a half. And we did join as a family as well.
Yep.
So
okay. Happens a lot, doesn't it?
I think so, because I think that the people that join Civil Air Patrol are really dedicated to working with kids and helping, I think, create a better tomorrow. So, like I say, that's what we've been doing. My son isn't particularly interested in the emergency services and the aerospace end of it. I cannot get him to get into an airplane.
Wow.
But he has specifically joined in for the leadership skills.
Okay.
So he does want to have a military career. He is looking to join the Air Force when he graduates from college.
They have a lot of planes in the Air Force.
We do have a lot of planes in the Air Force, but he wants to go into the medical field.
Ah,
so.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it sounds interesting. So basically, I guess as a mom, you might say that it's good for the kids, but the parents also can benefit from it as well, it sounds like.
Parents can benefit from it as well. You know, there are there's a lot of ways to self-educate. And one of the stories they told me when I joined, that there had been a previous member who just joined Civil Air Patrol and took all the education that Civil Air Patrol had to offer and ended up with, you know, being very proficient in like emergency type activities, FEMA qualified in several areas. So she almost created herself, you know, a career through self-education that is provided free through Civil Air Patrol. So there are a lot of opportunities, and I think I'm former military, so for me it was very easy for me to step into this role, and I believe in educating our children and helping them create the world that we live in.
Right. Okay. So let's kind of go back around one more time.
Okay.
You've got Monday night's special event over at Tulsa Tech Riverside, correct?
Correct.
And that's going to be at what time?
We meet from 6 to 8 p.m.
6 to 8 p.m., and that's going to be in the auditorium there. And you've got a special weather guy from Channel 6 coming over, and he's going to do a special presentation. Everybody's invited to come. And then on the website, you can go. Again, repeat the website, please.
MemorialParkWreaths.com.
You can go there and you can pay $15 or more and help sponsor a wreath to be laid on December 14th at Memorial Park Cemetery on the grave of a veteran.
At 11 a.m.
At 11 a.m. Mm-hmm. And they can also come and watch, too.
Most definitely. There will be a small ceremony and the wreath laying.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Yolanda Davis, who is second lieutenant at Civil Air Patrol, and Bailey Lunsford, cadet, lieutenant colonel. Guys, thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
This is Oklahoma Perspective for Cox Media Group. I'm Burt Williams.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.